Got an itch? Cough? Pain? The doctor is in. Dr. Michael Smith answers your questions. You can ask by emailing your question or going to the Healthy Talk page on RadioMD.com. Listen, learn, and live a better life. And send questions. Ask Dr. Mike Smith at RadioMD.com.
So let's get started with our questions here. I only have two for today because the second one I'm going to spend a lot of time with because I think it's really important. It's a great question. And I pulled some research to answer that second one from the huge vault of information I have at my hands at Life Extension. So let's get to the first question. This one will be a little bit quicker. Just as important, though, how can I enjoy birthday cake without all of the guilt? I bet you somebody, there's no name here with this email, I bet you somebody wrote this probably after eating a bunch of birthday cake. Probably weren't feeling all that great. Yeah, so there's two issues there. First of all, relax, it's okay. On occasion, birthday cake is really awesome. Life is short, enjoy a little bit. Here's what I try to do, and I'm not always successful at this, but it works for me. I don't let my eyes decide how much I'm going to try to eat. I simply look at what the normal serving is, I cut it in half, and I eat half of anything sweet. And that really works for me. Now, you can't, what traps me sometimes, so I get the piece of cake, and let's say I cut it, and I say, I'm only going to eat this left half. That doesn't work. You got to get rid of the right half. It can't be anywhere near you. So take that serving, cut it in half, take the half you want. The other half needs to go away. Give it to somebody else. Just take the option away from eating it. So cutting your serving size in half really does help. So that's one issue. Number two, you got sugar, right? Lots of sugar in cakes, candy, cookies, all that stuff. And it's the refined white sugar, gets into your blood, spikes your blood, insulin spikes. We've talked about this several times in my show. That's insulin resistant, et cetera. So we can minimize how much sugar comes into your blood. There's an enzyme called transglucosidase. You could take it in a capsule form, transglucosidase. So if you know you got a birthday party coming up or whatever, holidays are coming, you take the capsule of transglucosidase right before you eat the cake. And it breaks down the sugar into a certain size that doesn't absorb very well. However, the bacteria, the good bacteria in your gut, they eat it up. So a lot of the sugar will not get into your bloodstream. And I always teach that a calorie is not a calorie unless it gets into the bloodstream. So that's transglucosidase. As far as the fat that you have in the sweets, green tea works great for blocking the amylase enzyme. Now, it has to be a specific form of green tea called green tea phytosome. That form allows the green tea antioxidants to get in better. The more you get in, you're going to actually inhibit some of that amylase and less fat will get in. So maybe try some green tea phytosome and transglucosidase before maybe about 30 minutes before you know you're going to be singing happy birthday to somebody and eating the cake. Okay, so that's that one. Number two, my doctor refuses to give me testosterone because he says it increases heart disease risk. But you said that low testosterone is a risk factor for heart disease. Confused with an exclamation point. Okay, I think this is a reference to, I did a segment on Radio MD. Maybe it was a couple months ago, on heart disease risk factors. And I think I had Dr. Sinatra on. We talked about the cholesterol myth. And then I did my own little segment about other risk factors, and I talked about low testosterone. So I think that's where that's coming from. And it is confusing. Unfortunately, it's your doctor who's the confused one, and your doctor has bought into a 2013 study that was really flawed. So I have the report here. And again, November 5th, 2013, and I'm assuming your doctor is basing his refusal to write testosterone prescription for you off this study. As a matter of fact, the USA Today headline, November 5th, 2013, read, testosterone treatments linked to heart risks. It wasn't just USA Today, it was all over the place. I just pulled that one up. So based on that, we felt, you know, we have a scientific advisory board at Life Extension. We really felt like we needed to write a rebuttal to that. And you could check out the entire article at lifeextension.com. But, you know, very basically, this study suggested that testosterone therapy may increase the risk of death in certain cardiovascular events. And this was the study itself was published September 5th, 2013, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA. So, you know, peer-reviewed publication, one of the most respected journals, is saying, hey, testosterone might cause some heart issues. Well, there's a lot of problems with this study. First off, there was inadequate testosterone replacement. Yeah, in studies designed to assess, you know, the impact of testosterone therapy, you really have to think about how much you're giving the person and how much you're changing the, you know, how much you're raising the testosterone in their blood. Well, in this particular study, right, that are claiming testosterone is not good, only 60% of the study subjects receiving testosterone had follow-up blood tests to actually assess testosterone levels. So they started this study, right? You had some guys in there broken up into two groups. They got some baseline testosterone levels. Some got testosterone, some didn't, and they never rechecked testosterone levels. We don't really even know in that testosterone group how high their levels went. And most likely they didn't go up that high. So what you're seeing is simply these older men getting older and cardiovascular risk just increasing, because that's what happens with age. It probably had nothing to do with the test material called testosterone. Yeah, so they didn't even follow it. We don't even really have the report. Number two, there was a failure, and this is what I think is one of the key ones. There was a failure to account for the impact of estrogen. You see, when men get older, we tend to convert testosterone very readily into estrogen. There's an enzyme that runs that conversion. It's called aromatase. As we get older, aromatase really loves to kick in, so testosterone levels come down, estrogen levels go up. There's a lowering of what is called the testosterone to estrogen ratio. When there's a lowering of that ratio, we see all kinds of problems happen for men. As a matter of fact, that's usually where the prostate problems start to happen. It's not testosterone, it's the conversion. You know, we see the cardiovascular risk go up. Low testosterone, high estrogen, cardiovascular risk factors. Okay? So in this study that your doctor is basing his advice to you off of, don't take testosterone, they didn't even check estrogen levels. They never even looked at it. So here you have inadequate testosterone therapy. They're not even measuring what level they got people up to. On top of that, they're not measuring a very important hormone that they should be looking at, estrogen, because that can go up when you give men testosterone therapy. So there's just so many confounding factors, so many questions still remaining simply because they didn't do a good job in the study. Really, no conclusion can be drawn. So back to your question, you know, because I think if I read between the lines, you're wanting to take testosterone. I don't know any other details. I'm just taking a guess here. You're probably, you know, maybe in your 50s. Your belly fat's going up. Muscle mass is going down. Fatigue, all that kind of stuff. We call that andropause. Yes. Male menopause is called andropause, and it's real. It's the loss of testosterone and the gain of estrogen, amongst some other things, but that's the key thing. It's a lowering of the testosterone to estrogen ratio. I'm guessing that's what you're experiencing. You could use some testosterone, block some of the conversion into estrogen. Yeah, I really think you should reconsider testosterone therapy. If it's necessary, if you've had your blood tested, you see that testosterone's coming down, estrogen's going up, I think it's time to do some testosterone therapy and block the conversion into estrogen. So you need both. But I think it's critical, because what's happening is your doctor, based on a flawed study, is saying don't take testosterone, but he's leaving you at risk because your testosterone's low and your estrogen's probably creeping up, because that's what happens in aging men. You probably have a low TE ratio, testosterone to estrogen ratio. So I do think you need to reconsider. Talk to your doctor. Go find another doctor. There's a bunch of really good hormone specialists at foreverhealth.com. Life Extension's a part of that. Go check it out. Find a new doctor. Have that discussion. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.